When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony! Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us the biggest podcast in the world. We appreciate it. We are presented by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code STU for a special offer when you sign up. That's code STU only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Hello, Billy.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I see you every day. I'm doing fine. How are you, though?
I'm okay. You know, okay. I'm doing all right. What's on Stupidity this week?
Well, this is very exciting. Perhaps you've heard of him. Mike Golic Jr.
Ooh.
Not senior. Mike Golic Jr., someone I used to work with at ESPN. We did weekend observations, a weekend show together. We did a weekly podcast together. We did the 24-hour marathon, fantasy marathon together. And listen, a lot of people really love the show with me, Jr., Stanzik, Mikey C., Mikey A. We had the smoke break. So I have Mikey A., and I have Mike Golic Jr., and I have you. I don't have Mikey C., I don't have Stanzik yet. Yeah, I don't have him. Yeah,
oh, right. Yet. Okay.
I mean, just so you know, I'm going to make a request for him, but we'll see. I figured we'd try it without Mikey C. to see how it goes. Mm. What do you think?
Maybe we'll reach out to him.
To Mikey C.?
Yeah, see how it's going in the middle.
Oh, wow. That's a good idea. Is he allowed to... So you're saying call him on the phone because he can't just pop in the Zoom here. He's not allowed to do that, you know?
Maybe let's not mention any of it and then just hope that no one, if we do that, hears
right.
that we do that so that he doesn't get in trouble. Because if he gets in trouble, I feel like you're going to be responsible for that.
Right. Yeah, and you're probably... I will be. Not probably. Wow. You can remove the probably. How you doing today, by the way? You feeling okay? Everything's fine? I mean...
You know, it's all right. I got some nose thing going on. I'm trying to figure that out, but... We're going to work right. it out.
But it's been going on for years, the nose thing. I mean, stop doing coke.
Well, no, but also.
No what?
No,
you're
gonna
not going to stop doing coke?
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
Good. Okay, sorry.
I'll say this. You've been telling me for a long time that I have this cough that I should get it looked at. So I had it looked at and they recommended this inhaler for me, right?
Right.
And I think I'm doing the inhaler wrong. So now I'm looking up like this. It's called an inhaler spacer, and it's supposed to help you with the inhaler because I'm doing it wrong. And I'm finding out that it's mainly made for children and cats or dogs.
How could you be doing it wrong? First off, Greg Cody has an inhaler.
Yeah.
You're too young to have one of those.
I know. I don't know what to tell
How
you.
How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Like,
what do you mean, like,
22? I have to think of a young age to make it seem even worse that I have an inhaler.
I think your actual age would have been fine. I mean,
34, how old are you? 34.
Right. No,
I shouldn't have an inhaler.
No, you shouldn't. You really shouldn't. But are you okay?
I'm here. That's right. All we can ask, right?
Right. You, yeah.
I come here, man.
Yeah. thank you for executing my line, because I'm too fucking tired to say it. Stupidity! Let's get to Mike Golick Jr., Mikey A., and Billy Gill. Stu Gouts here from my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't? The great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. Listen, for me, it's simple. When I'm sitting around with friends, with family, we're at concerts, we're watching the Knicks finally win for the first time in 30 years, we're laughing, we're having a great time, we do it with ice cold Miller Lite. Always have, always will. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Oh my gosh. Folks, gather around. Everyone, gather around. Listen to these words. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers, listen to me. You bet just $5 to get 150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code Dan. That's code Dan for new customers. And you get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's insane. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
I am so happy to see you. I really am. Mikey A., I was going to ask Golick, who does he think, who does he imagine he's going to miss the most at ESPN? Now, it's an easy answer for me, because when I left, Mike was still there, okay? Mikey A. was already gone. Mike was still there. It's never going to be Mikey C. Stanzik was certainly in the running. So for me, it was an easy answer at the time. I'm going to miss Mike Golick Jr. the most, okay? Stanzik, the only one who I think would be upset in that equation is Mikey C, okay?
100%.
That I didn't say him, right? But Mikey A., who do you imagine Mike Golick Jr. is going to miss the most at ESPN? Because I'm putting him in a terrible spot. Like, the obvious answer for me at the time was Mike Golick Jr.
Right. That is a fantastic question. I'm going to go... No, it's Jason Ooh. Fitz. Oh, Jason Fitz, oh, that's wow. my answer.
Can I take Fitz out of the equation?
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Obvious fucking answer.
Yeah, no, I mean, for me, it was probably either going to be like Fitz or Mina Kimes. Like, Mina would probably fall into that category. Some of this is recency bias. I just had dinner with her the other night, so.
Right.
But, yeah, Mina would probably fall into that.
But, like, unlike, listen, for Mina... With me and you, Mike, okay, we're still friends, we'll be friends, whether we're working in the same place or we're working at different places. But Mina has been a great friend since I left ESPN, meaning she's still my friend. I found out very quickly who wasn't my friend when I was working at ESPN. I haven't heard from them since I left. Okay, so Mina's still going to be in your life. She's still going to be a big part of your life and a good friend to you. And Jason Fitz will as well. So I'm wondering anyone past that.
Yeah, no.
Should have done this with a whole bunch of qualifiers, Mikey A.
Yeah.
Answers. Damn it.
What I want to know now is, too, who's the person you were most surprised hasn't talked to you since then? Because I got to figure out who I'm going to start to lose in all this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, now I'm putting you in a terrible spot.
No, it's okay. I don't mind. I don't give a shit. Who did I think I was closer with when I was at ESPN than I actually was?
Because that's what, like, in college, so the Notre Dame football complex was called the Guglielmino Athletic Center. And so right. when you had guys that would only really talk and, like, were only your friends when you were on the property there. We called them Goog friends. So right. You've essentially found out who was your Goog friend throughout all of this.
Randy Scott was a closer friend than I thought. Let's do it this way. I didn't go close with Randy fucking Scott, okay? I had no idea. He's been the best friend ever since I left ESPN. He's a wonderful guy. Mina's been great. Dominique, I got to be honest, Dominique's in this conversation of people I thought I was really friendly with. Now, he's been a good friend. I've spoken with him, but not as much as I thought I would.
Well, but Dominique's also tough because, like, his normal means of communication is, like, one-word text message responses. Yes, like, even if he loves you, he's going to respond in a way that, like, makes you question that.
100%. And we really shouldn't question it because he's such a good dude and such a loyal guy. I thought you were about to say such a good looking dude.
Yeah, and I was going to agree with you. Like, well, Dominique is like a father of like four now and still finds time to be ripped and good looking. It's honestly insulting.
He's amazing. Just looking at Dominique. You're right. Dominique will write very short, like, here's what. Sup, bro. Miss you.
Yeah, again, that's all it's got to be. That's his. You know what?
I'm wrong. You're right, Mike. That's the way Dominique communicates. That's how he tells you he loves you. So, and he's done that a number of times throughout the year. I'm trying to think. Man, Greeny. Thought we were best friends.
What happened?
Listen, he changed his phone number, okay? And he informed everyone in the Rolodex but me.
Good friend.
I'm heartbroken. Now, I've gotten the number since, okay?
Tracked it down and just started texting him the way Mikey C texts you?
Yes. But I thought me and Greeny were like BFFs. I really did. This is this is fascinating, Mike. We're going to have to because we did a show called Weekend Observations. I don't have to explain this fucking shit again. Jesus Christ.
We usually explain it like 45 minutes from now.
Listen, now I wish you were still at ESPN, okay? What a horrible idea.
Okay, yeah. Listen, you and me both.
Not that I have anything to do with it. Right.
Yeah. Been sitting here all day like a lump of shit.
Well, let's start there. How do you enjoy, like, what are you doing with your days these days? Like, give me a day in the life of Mike Golic Jr., who is no longer working at ESPN and who is currently a free agent.
Yeah, I wake up every morning and the first thing I have is a handful of peanut butter M&Ms.
Nice.
I walk over to my couch and light several candles that I usually forget to blow out when I leave the house for usually to go get food. That's about the only thing I leave and forage for. Right. I watch a lot of I'm watching We're All Dead, which is a Korean zombie show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And then honestly, I've watched more ESPN now that I don't work for them anymore than I was at the end of working for them, which is so ass backwards. So
on Wednesday, did you watch the heavyweight battle between Christopher Mad Dog Russo and Stephen A. Smith? Holy shit.
I'm pissed. I missed it. I knew you were going to be front row watching that thing. How was it?
How was it? It's everything you expected it to be and more. I mean,
I imagined there being like actual blood drawn during the middle of that.
Well, here's the thing. Like, Doggy ain't taking shit from anyone, even Stephen A. Smith. He's just not doing it. He's not having it. Like, he will embrace debate until the day he dies, that man. Okay?
And maybe we'd have to include Skip in this, but, like, is this a collection of the two people who have most embraced debate in the history of sports talk?
Oh, wow. That is a good fucking question.
I don't know if anyone has ever hugged debate tighter than Mad Dog and Stephen A. Smith, with maybe the exception of, like, Skip Bayless is probably there. Like, we did the thing with D. Lyman after the Super Bowl where it's like Aaron Donald, Lawrence Taylor, and Reggie White on the Mount Rushmore of defensive linemen all time. Right. That might be the Mount Rushmore of embracing debate for all time.
Wow, let's think about this. The Mount Rushmore of embracing debate. So you have, I think Stephen A. is a lock, right? He's on
lock.
There. That goes without saying. I guess Skip has to be a lock, right? Because he's the original, right? Mikey A is saying yes. Mikey, what are you doing, by the way? Which, like, you're just nodding your head. We're like, this is an audio medium. What are you doing? Like, are you trying to put together?
I was allowing two friends to catch up while they make their Mount Rushmore without interrupting.
I know, but we're all friends and we need you to interrupt us. That's what you do. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Because I don't have a lot more answers to offer other than that. I was really counting on you guys here.
We'll get there.
But hold on. No, listen, okay. Stephen A. Locke. Bayless, lock. Christopher Mad Dog Russo, we'll put him off to the side for a second, because the other candidates have to be Max Kellerman, but I don't think he'd make it. I don't think Max really embraced debate. I think that was the problem with the show, right? Shannon Sharp, but I don't think, would Shannon even be in that conversation? I'm just doing it because he's a part of the show, Mike.
And if we're going to keep branching off from those trees, like, I feel like Will Cain really embraced debate.
Oh, shit.
Like, yes. You know, people can disagree with the politics all they want, but Will Cain embraced the hell out of debate.
Like, he came to debate. He showed up in any arena, wrapping his knuckles, getting ready to debate somebody.
Yeah, he was constantly ready. Constantly.
All right. I am willing to put Will Cain on this list. I am. So I have Kane, Stephen A. I'm writing this down. I have no idea why.
It matters. Because it matters.
It does. Kane, Stephen A. Skip. And now we get down to, like, this is the fourth one. Is it Mad Dog? Is it... I'm trying to think of other... Is it Howard Eskin? Well, listen, Billy, you are in his wheelhouse, okay? This is his
wheelhouse, Billy. I'm so happy Billy just joined this.
Thank God.
I'm so happy.
Billy, we are making a Mount Rushmore of sports debaters, okay?
Ooh. Like,
who in place? Yes, I knew it. I knew it. Yes. Mike, I swear to you, if we were talking Stafford Hall of Fame, Billy would have came in. He would have fucking got right cares. The hell out, okay? I mean, we'll get to Stafford in the Hall of Fame in a second.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Well, we're going to find out Mike's thoughts on it in just a minute when we play an old game called Goat. Where it's just me being lazy in an effort to get Mike's thoughts and not have to do as much work. All right, Billy, here's what we have. Would you agree that Stephen A. Smith is on the Mount Rushmore of sports debaters, right? It starts there with Stephen.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Would you put Skip on there?
Yes.
Would you put Christopher Mad Dog Russo on there?
Here's the problem. Everyone that you're going to ask, I'm going to say yes to, and we're going to quickly, like, run out of spots on this.
Well, hold on. Would you put Shannon Sharp in there?
No.
Thank you. Would you put Max Kellerman in there?
No. But I would put Max Kellerman on the Mount Rushmore of great sports debater sidekicks.
Ooh, I like that.
Because I feel like he was really good at saying the thing to get Stephen A. to say the thing. Right. You know?
But he never embraced debate. He was more agitating, you know?
Well, that's the complicating part because, like, Colin Cowherd didn't really embrace debate, did he?
No.
Yeah.
Colin Cowherd was not here to debate you. Colin Cowherd is here for you to listen to him.
Mike, debate involves more than one person. Exactly. And Colin, yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Colin's only speaking to himself. He doesn't care what you think.
Until Joy was made more prominent on this show, I wasn't convinced that Colin had ever spoken to anyone.
Colin's debate was with what he said 3 weeks ago. That's who Colin
right.
debated.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Friday take would debate his Monday take.
Yes.
Yes.
He's the embodiment of those people that say my only competition is my future self. Colin's only debater is his past and future self. That's it. No other takes matter.
And Billy, to your point, as somebody who worked with Colin a bunch, Colin is the kind of person that locked eyes with you from across the glass. And if you left the room, he was lost. Like, Colin needs to talk to somebody. And it's just, he doesn't want you to talk back. But right. He was locked eyes with you when he was giving his takes.
What percentage of the stuff that he was saying to you, Mikey A., when you were producing his show, did you actually listen to? Like, you would give the idea to him that you were actually listening, right? But you really
You had to. You had to just kind of sit there and
nod your head.
I'm connected.
Yeah. I've been doing it for Dan for 20 years. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I was doing it for you, and you called me out on it at the beginning of the Zoom.
He reverted back. down reverse at the beginning of the Zoom.
I was just engaging with you visually so that you kept talking. And you called me out on it. Now I have to fucking talk.
I mean, that's how we roll here, though. I'm going to call you out on it. We peel back the fucking curtain.
Now, again, would this name be in the Cowherd branch, Jim Rome?
Oh, shit. Rome is burning.
What is up?
God.
I love that you haven't dropped the final one on Billy yet. Like, you're saving it because you want Billy to go, oh yeah, you're right.
Jim Rome is Jim Rome. He's not gonna change at this point, but I don't know if he goes in the on the Mount Rushmore of debaters. I'm not certain.
He does have one of my Mount Rushmore of sports talk moments though, where Jim Everett went across the table and tackled him.
Oh, that would be right at the top. Yes. Yeah. That would be
that's up there with like Stephen A's Kwame Brown rant.
Kwame.
Wait, so Stu Gotts, are you gonna tell Billy the one that we think is the kind of out of left field candidate here?
Who's Will on your Kane, Billy?
Wow.
Yeah.
Billy, I had the same reaction. It's mind blowing. Like, I totally forgot about Will Kane because, he's, I don't know, where is Will these days? What is he doing?
Yeah. Okay. He's Will Caning somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. He's Will Caning somewhere. Oh, yeah. We already agree that we can't get him on. Times have changed. The days of Kane or false are over. We'll have to find someone else who owns the truth. So, Billy, is Will Kane on the Mount Rushmore?
The name of your game was Kane or False?
Yeah, because yes. He owned the truth, he said.
Okay.
So we didn't need to say true.
Yeah, got it.
So Kane was true and False is false.
Okay, I'm all caught up.
Yeah, it's...
So are we putting Will Kane in there with Skip Bayless and Stephen A?
So that's the thing is right now I didn't want to commit to Mad Dog because I know that obviously Stephen A and Skip are on there.
Yes, we're going to leave someone out. I know we are. This is bad. We're going to leave... Oh, God, embrace.
Would you put Kerry Champion?
Mike, it's the best fucking question you've ever asked.
I'm back, baby.
You put Kerry Champion or Molly in there first?
Ooh.
If you had to choose one or the other. Or
why are you making me choose?
I don't know.
I'm so caked in recency bias here that, Molly always, when I envision the show... I envision it with Molly there, but I don't know. That's again recency bias,
right? They can't be on the Mount Rushmore of sports debaters. It would have.
I feel like there's some radio hosts we're missing.
Of the debate show. Yeah. Right. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. There are three locks. We agree. It's Stephen A. It's Skip. It's Will Kane. We're going to be stuck on this fourth one forever. I'm not certain it should be Christopher Mad Dog Russo. But I'm not certain it shouldn't be. I don't know.
It's like we say it about the Hall of Fame in football all the time. You just know. When you think of the name, you either know or you don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Could Stephen A. have two spots on the Mount Rushmore? Like, he could have his Skip days and now his, later Stephen A. career?
He's like Tom Brady, where you can break his career down into multiple Hall of Fame careers.
Wow. Because you're right.
Probably.
The Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks, it would be Brady's first 7 years and his last 7 years. You're right. That's a good point. All right. Two Stephen A's. Are we good? We're keeping Mad Dog off?
I mean, for another Stephen A, I'd probably make that bump. Yeah. Are you going to keep second Stephen A off?
I mean, who would love having two faces on the Mount Rushmore more than Stephen A? I mean, are you getting me? Two of the four? No one. Skip.
It's honestly insulting.
There should be two Stephen A's and two Skips, and that's it. Let's call it a day.
That's just the rest of it.
Stephen A should get his own monument. I don't think that he should be on Mount Rushmore.
He should get a statue.
Ooh. Sort of like the Washington Monument, the Stephen A monument.
I'm between that and his own Stephen A Statue of Liberty type thing.
Oh,
it just says preposterous on it.
If they were to build a statue for someone at ESPN, it would be Stephen A, right?
The statue of temerity. An unmitigated gall.
Imagine a statue of Stephen A right outside the cafeteria. Honestly, Vinny's very excited to hear from you, Mike, by the way. It's been a while for you and Vinny. He's super excited. He's like, is that Golden Jr. again?
Oh, wait a minute. Recognize that asshole?
So here's the thing with Billy. We'll discuss this for 5 hours and never come to any sort of conclusion because Billy won't allow that to happen. He'll just keep lobbing questions at us.
It's true.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm still not sure that Will Kane is on that list.
Really?
Listen, nobody ever showed up to a sports debate just putting on the bare knuckle boxing gloves. Just did you put on bare knuckle boxing gloves? What is that?
No.
Just Will taping up his knuckles, just bare ready knuckles to go.
There's no gloves, Mike. I mean,
he can't, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I have COVID, so
mental fog.
Mikey C.
Get the fuck out of here.
Stupid show.
God damn it.
Speaking of Mikey C, we'll get to Gojo in just a second. We got some questions for you because people are dying to hear your sports opinions, mostly me because I'm tired.
This is a very well-established routine. Now, it's not 7 in the morning on Sunday. We're both violently hungover anymore, but it's the same thought process.
No. So just for those of you who don't know, Mike Golick Jr. and I used to do a show called Weekend Observations on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on ESPN Radio, coast to coast. And Gojo was – and we were tired. I was on the bat mitzvah tour at the time. Mike was much younger than he is now. He was getting hammered. There was a time where we lost Mike. Dad was very concerned. He called into the show. He sent the cops out to look for him. Eventually, we found Mike. He overslept. He was at a wedding the night before, I think it was.
Yeah, it was at Prim Saripapat's wedding, actually, our former colleague at ESPN. Great,
you.
Great wedding. Fantastic time.
Have you spoken to Prim since the wedding?
Oh, yeah. No, listen, okay, we're still cool. We were bonded forever after that one because they were inadvertently a part of my greatest ESPN radio contribution when I wasn't fucking there.
So we used to do the show 7 to 9 in the morning. Sometimes we'd be late. Sometimes we wouldn't show up at all. In Mike's case, and what I would do was put in a bunch of devices because, you know, I was earning, like, we were the show that took over for Colin at the time, and so I was doing fine, and I put it under the umbrella. I remember telling Mikey A this, okay? Hey, I want Mike Golick Jr. to shine, and really what I was trying to tell Mikey A at the time was, hey, I'm fucking exhausted and I'm tired. Let's create as many devices as we can that where I don't have to do anything, okay?
So shine is a euphemism for do all the work.
Exactly. So we came up with a segment called Gojo, where I ask him a bunch of lazy sports questions. We play a sounder, and Mike gives his response to those questions. And we're going to do it in a second, and I'm very excited for it. So,
can I ask a question, Stugatz?
No.
I've always kind of wondered. This is related to kind of weekend observations.
Sure.
Was that like something that happened because you had a new contract, and they're like, we need to justify this bump? Because I was always kind of curious, like, why is Stu Gatz up this early every Sunday when he has this very successful radio show that he's part of? Was that like a throw-in thing?
In his defense, he really wasn't up that much during the show.
Thank you.
To answer your question, you're asking me, did they pay me to do the show or not? And the answer is no.
Well, no, that's definitely not right. You were getting paid.
No,
I'm asking more... Stugatz, you were not doing it for free.
I signed the contract to do 10 to 1 at ESPN, not Sunday 7 to 9. So
but I guess that's what Billy's asking is, like, did you get such a nice bump that they were like, you know, we need to get to Stugatz doing even a little bit more.
Yeah.
Let's throw him on 7 to 9 Sunday.
The way I remember it was they asked me after the fact, after I signed the contract. And listen, Mike has been there. We've all been there. It's hard to say no when you're at that place, you know? Like, you say no, that someone else does it, and, you know, there's resentment, and they judge you for the rest of time.
But I had the same, like, it probably took me, like, because, again, I was so, like, young and dumb at that point. It didn't dawn on me until, like, you know, like, a couple of months into it where I was like, why is he doing this? Like, I know why I'm here in 7 to 9 on Sunday morning. I was like, what the hell is he doing right here?
Well, so. I was doing it for you, Mike. I mean, that's why I was doing it.
That's the spin. That's how he gets the closet.
You give. Yeah.
I just wanted you to shine, Gojo.
I did. That's what I wanted. I wanted him to shine. Listen, I agreed to do it for Mike, but the agreement that Mike and I had was you're going to do a lot of the heavy lifting, okay? And, man, did he lift. I mean, so much show, he just didn't show up for a show. It was the best show we ever had.
My heaviest lift ever. I PR'd that day.
Are we ready for Gojo? Did you get the sounder?
I'm ready.
All right, let me hear the sounder first.
Gojo.
It sounds so much different.
Gojo.
It's not the same sounder. It's just not.
Not at all.
It's not.
It sounds like
I made it 15 minutes ago.
That definitely sounds like a COVID sounder.
I have COVID. Leave me alone.
It's a great excuse, isn't it?
You sound like Gandalf from Lord of the Rings. You shall not pass.
You're happy that you have COVID.
Gojo.
It's terrifying.
Mikey, answer honestly. Are you happy that you have COVID?
What kind of question
No.
is that?
It's Billy. It's a built-in excuse. That's what it is. Okay? Listen, I love him. Okay? He's not in the hospital. He's not having breathing issues, at least not that I'm aware of. It's just a built-in excuse to be bad at his job. I mean, that's fantastic.
Listen, it's been a week, and I'm just now learning what I can use it for. That's
congratulations.
That's what it is.
It's the first thing I think of.
We're taking right, Stu Gatz all of an hour.
Mike Golic Jr., are you ready? Are you ready? It's been a year in the making. Are you ready to play? It's like a game. It's not. It really isn't.
It's not
a
game.
It's just a segment. Are you ready for Gojo?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Aaron Rodgers and Shianne Woodley reportedly called off their engagement. I have no idea if I'm saying her name correctly, nor do I care. But, well, how do you say it?
Shailene.
Shailene, Mike, well, he has COVID. I was going to get mad at Mikey A, who wrote out the question, but he
you
has
COVID. You can't do it. You can't do it. I have COVID.
Motherfucker. Mikey C. All right, how do you say the name?
Shailene.
Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley reportedly called off their engagement.
Go, Joe.
What is he supposed to do with that? Go ahead.
So this does explain Aaron Rodgers' rapid physical deterioration, because we all saw him in NFL honors accepting the MVP. The guy looked rough, man. I know some people have called him throw dirt this postseason, deservedly so. He's had a lot of looks over the years. This ain't the one. He looks like he's lost too much weight. He looks like he hasn't slept in days at that point. And now we see it's because he's been going through stuff at home in the marital bed here. So this makes perfect sense now.
All right. Very good, Mike. You are not rusty at all. That was fantastic. It is me and Mikey A who are rusty, okay? Mikey C.
Wow.
The Vikings officially hired Rams offensive coordinator Kevin O'Connell as their head coach.
Go, Joe.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell joins the long list of recent NFL coaching hires who I could not pick out of the lineup. He's the new Zach Taylor. I said Zach Taylor looked like a stock Wii character where you haven't built out any of the features. He's just basic white guy that walks in. Even now, after seeing him all of Super Week for the last 2 weeks, I still couldn't tell you what Zach Taylor really looks like, just the same way I can't tell you what Kevin O'Connell looks like. But he's been blessed by Sean McVay. He's probably going to put together a pretty decent staff up there. I would be shocked if he doesn't bring this guy, Liam Cohen, who was the offensive coordinator for the Kentucky Wildcats this last year, who's going to be a head coach in a few years. All that's going to work really well, but still not enough because Kirk Cousins is probably still going to be their quarterback, which means they're going to fall short in the divisional round.
All right. You mentioned Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor said the Bengals O-line was good enough to get them to the Super Bowl.
Go, Joe.
I love the sounder.
It's every time it like, I hope there's not kids listening to that. Zach Taylor, I just going to assume that this is a coach doing the only thing that he can do when he's watched the same five guys be blamed by every media outlet for every bad thing that's happened to the Bengals this entire postseason run. They have been singled out as the weakness for all this. And I feel bad because I was at one point in time the guy on the O-line that got picked on more than most when I was playing. So I can empathize with the situation, but I know he's lying through his teeth right now. I would be surprised if someone outside of their left tackle is still a starter on that offensive line come next season. So good effort by him, lying through his teeth up there in front, trying to make it about the team. But we character Zach Taylor, I do not believe you.
Mike, it was interesting to see that offensive line in the second half just crumble against what I believe to be the best defensive line in the NFL. You have a good enough offensive line. Actually, he does not have a good enough offensive line. He has a good enough quarterback and a good enough wide receiver and a running back to get himself to the Super Bowl. The reason he didn't win it was because of the offensive line.
Well, and Stu Gatz, I don't know if you remember from the draft, but leading up to it, all that debate about whether or not at 6 the Bengals take Penei Sewell, the left tackle out of Oregon, or if they take Ja'Marr Chase, Chase at wide receiver. Yes. And everyone was doing this meme where they would show Joe Burrow behind an average offensive line throwing, or Joe Burrow behind Penei Sewell completing the ball to an average receiver, or Joe Burrow behind a bad offensive line without Sewell, incomplete pass to Jamar Chase. And it ended up being prophetic, because on that very last play where Aaron Donald sacked Joe Burrow, you saw downfield, I think it was actually Jamar Chase who had gotten loose behind the defender, and yet the ball ends up falling woefully short for that exact reason. So for people like me that said draft the offensive lineman at the time, even after a year where Jamar Chase was the offensive rookie of the year, looks like he's going to be a great receiver and was absolutely the right pick, I can still stand up and try and make the claim that I was right.
The Cincinnati Bengals should use their next 10 draft picks on offensive linemen.
Go, Joe.
Yes. You should. I saw Marcus Spears the other day on SportsCenter, and he did like the Stephen A. look into the camera on behalf of his old LSU Tiger mate and Joe Burrow. Yes, they have. This should be easy, and this is like the clearest indictment of Mike Brown, the ownership there, because that team has had no vested interest in winning for such a long time. They just needed to do enough to put asses in seats there in that stadium, and now it's like, all right, we got one clear problem with this team. You got a quarterback that managed to do what Matthew Stafford couldn't do in Detroit as we circled all the things around Super Week, and now everyone's just looking up at Mike Brown like, all right, man. You gonna mess this up again? Like, you just gonna mediocre our way through this again?
So. Mike Brown's never been here before. He doesn't know what to do.
But no, Stugatz, he has been here before. Like, I mean, look at the court. Like, they were in the playoffs with Andy Dalton a few times. They
have the Red Rifle.
They never spent. And now, Andy Dalton and Joe Burrow, very different human beings, very different game changers. So, yeah, he's been handed something a little different than that, but he hasn't handled success well in the past. So that's the only thing I'm worried about. The Bengals are easy fix. Just get him an offensive line. The rest will be good.
That's always one of my favorite parts of the Super Bowl broadcast, is when they show the owner and they talk about how much he loves this team. And they show Mike Brown, like he hasn't been the laughing stock of this fucking league for years. And they're like, now there's a guy who just absolutely cares so much, and he's built a winner here, and he did it the right way. And you're like, no, he's not. He fucking got Joe Burrow, and that's what happened.
And so did Zach Taylor, by the way. He's not a good coach.
That was the best part. We treated Zach Taylor like an NBA head coach during this postseason run. We didn't talk about him. We only brought him up when things went wrong and we needed someone to blame for stuff. Like, he is an NBA head coach on an NFL sideline.
He had 5 wins until Burrow got there.
he's
terrible.
As I say, he's Kyrie to Joe Burrow's LeBron.
All right, here we go. Last one for you, Mike. Matthew Stafford. He was not a Hall of Famer before the Super Bowl, yet everyone's claiming he is a Hall of Famer after winning a Super Bowl, a Super Bowl in which he was not the MVP. So, Mike Golic Jr., is Matthew Stafford now a Hall of Famer?
Go, Joe.
No.
Thank you.
I've seen all the arguments. Like, I think he's had one top 5 QBR season since he's gotten into the NFL. And I know Pro Bowl and All Pro aren't always the most indicative metrics, because the voting systems, especially for the Pro Bowl, are kind of flawed. But again, it's been a struggle. We can blame a lot of that on the Lions. And he's still young enough to where he's got time. And now he's on a good team. And while they might be without Sean McVay and have to do some of the Saints salary cap voodoo that we've seen from them over the years, like, he's got a better shot now to where, with one Super Bowl under his belt and a season where at times he looked like the MVP this year, he'd get there, but he's not there now.
Mike, here's my problem. I think it was Peter King who was making the excuses for Matthew Stafford, saying, listen, he was drafted into football hell, okay, with the Lions. And no, I'm sorry, because, you know, being drafted by the Bengals is also football hell. And what I mean by that is, if you're great, if you're truly great, if you're Hall of Fame great, you'll take any situation, even football hell, and you'll turn it into football heaven. Stafford had Calvin Johnson, okay, and did absolutely nothing with Calvin Johnson. Joe Burrow went to football hell. Cincinnati is the same kind of football hell as Detroit. Cincinnati has not been good in a very long time, okay? And Joe Burrow, in 1.5 seasons, took that franchise from football hell to within three minutes of winning a Super Bowl. And so if you're truly great, you'll do it with any team, in any environment. And Matthew Stafford could only do it when he was surrounded by great talent and great coaching with the Rams. If you're great, you'll be great in any situation, Mike.
Yeah, I unfortunately, that is going to be the thing. Like, he went up against the perfect example of what he was not able to do in Detroit in Joe Burrow. And it's going to be tough to overcome. But again, he's got the time to do it still. Like, I think the one thing we all do is think in our minds of Matthew Stafford because he's played hurt, because he's been in the league so long that he's a much older quarterback than he is. Now, he's lived a little harder as a quarterback than some of the guys that we see, like Aaron Rodgers and Brady, that play till nearly 40 or over. But he's still got plenty of time. And on this team, he's going to have plenty of more cracks at not only winning a Super Bowl, but also maybe adding some more of those seasons that statistically start to give him the other accolades he needs.
Little sketchy that McVay wants to get out of there, right? Like, he sees the writing on the wall. He's like, man, I'm lucky I won a Super Bowl with that dude. I'm out of here.
Man, no, I think McVay's got the right attitude about all of this. I am young. I am rich. I know I can have a job waiting for me in TV on the other side of this. And I know if I ever want to come back to coaching, teams would bend over backwards and throw money at me. That guy understands the assignment in a way very few people do. I get it's because he's great at it, but I love seeing a guy, especially in that profession, where these guys basically have to flog themselves to prove to other coaches that they're serious about this. He's like, nah, I'm going to be young and rich somewhere for a little while. Like, that's awesome.
I do. I love that. You're young and rich too, by the way. Well, not yet. We're getting
there. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I'm young and unemployed right now. So.
All right.
I'll put my Venmo in the bio here.
As I tend to do, I lied. I have one more question for you. Mike Golic Jr. Day at the Horford Yard Goats on August 30th.
Go, okay. Joe.
No, I'm not, Billy. I'm fucking tired. I haven't stopped talking in fucking 15 hours. Thank you for asking, though. I appreciate it.
I'm worried.
He doesn't even have fucking COVID.
I know. I wish I had that excuse.
He's
Horford Yard Goats, 8:30. Mike Golic Jr. Day. Mikey C is very upset.
I honestly, that was the first thing I thought of when they asked me was, man, Mikey's going to feel so terrible, because we had Mikey C Day at Yard Goats Park where he thought he was going to be the only one that got to throw out the first pitch. And then he found out that he was in a line with like 15 people and he had to go after this little kid that absolutely laced this thing down the middle of the plate. And Mikey had burned his arm working and trying to get new coolant into his car engine earlier that day. So it was a disaster for him. And now he's going to get completely upstaged. And I know he hates me. Like, now he's probably gone from just being jealous to plotting my like demise somehow. Like, he's going to show up there with a weapon.
Yeah. Well, here's the last three texts I got from Mikey C. I haven't spoken to him since I left, by the way. The last three I got was, I bet the Outsider podcast, Mikey C podcast in parentheses, would be a huge asset to your new company. That was the one I got three texts ago. Then I got a picture of him just flexing his biceps. And then last night I got a picture of you, Mike Golic Jr., announcing the day you're going to have with the Yard Goats, and Mikey C saying, can you believe this shit?
So he doesn't want to come. No,
well, he wants to come, I mean, but he wants the day to be about him, of course. So,
wait, by the way, in the middle of all this, so when's the last time you answered a Mikey C text message?
It's been over a year.
Oh, wow.
Why? What are you doing?
So he's gone to the depths of pitching you on ideas, sending you partial nudes, and then just lashing out in anger to try and get your attention.
The next time I will speak to Mikey C is in a Zoom. Okay, that's it. That's the next time we all get together again at some point. I don't know when. I'm not making any announcements, but that will be the next time I speak with Mikey C. Okay,
and Mikey C, if you're listening to this right now, which you only will if we put your name in the title of this episode or in the description in the bio here. Maybe we can put the thing where we show the timestamp so he listens. Mikey, I'm sorry. I tried to pitch them on Mikey C Day. I absolutely didn't. I tried to pitch them on Mikey C Day to see if we could get you involved in this, to see if we could get you a bobblehead. They didn't want to bite on it. I told them they were making a huge mistake. This is what they wanted to do. So again, Mikey, I'll happily come celebrate you at Mikey G Day. But until then, I'm sorry.
If we ever arrive at a place where we're doing weekend observations once a week again, if we arrive there, Mikey, hey, should we call it the Mikey C Show? Like, should we do that? I love the idea of that.
He already does.
I know he does.
He already does.
Right. Should we call
it? I think we should get him another Mikey C Day instead of a bobblehead. It's like either a bobble nose or like a bobble bicep, you know, something from Mikey C to
a bobble hand with a cigarette in it. Ooh. The cigarette just goes back and forth.
What about a bobble hand that knocks on a dumpster?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. You got to have the dumpster right next to him.
Yeah,
on the
like half a dumpster, and it's just like, dung, dung.
Billy, yeah. What was your idea for weekend observations headed into the weekend? What was the idea you were telling me? Yeah, this is a good
Billy just perked up. I'm excited.
The thing is, has learned the Billy perk up is the most exciting thing in sports radio. It really is.
The thing is that I say so many things to you, and a lot of them I don't even realize I'm saying, or I forget that I said. So whenever you start, Billy, what was that idea? I'm like, crap, I hope I remember what that particular idea was. Mm-hmm. This one. Okay, you guys know how you used to do a show called Weekend Observations.
Yes, yeah,
we decided. But it was on, I'm aware.
It was on Sunday, and it was more like things that you had observed over the weekend.
Yeah, it really wasn't about that. But anyway,
it wasn't.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm following you down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, I didn't listen.
Yeah, I know. You needed to wait, by the way.
I mean, it was on at like 7 in the morning or something ridiculous. Like, yes. Honestly, yeah, who was... Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, this thanks. One, it's on a Friday, headed into the weekend, and it's the same type of show. But it's called Weekend Expectations.
Ooh.
What do you think, you're building
weekend
up.
Weekend Expectations. Mm-hmm.
It's just like one big weekend teaser show.
Yes. Are we predicting what will happen over the weekend? Is that kind of the idea? Is that...
To be honest with you, I was just trying to figure out how to revive Weekend Observations right. And then give it a name that was close enough that it sounded similar, but not close enough where like, a litigious former company might say you can't have the name of that show. Got you know?
The Mikey C Show.
Yeah, well, the Mikey C Show is a much better name.
Mikey C's Weekend Expectations.
Wow. Dugatz, by the way, because you were pumping it up, like you should go to Bobblehead Day, I think, right?
To Mike Golick Jr.'s? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to support it.
I said, listen,
love to invite
99.9% chance he shows up.
Stugat, listen.
You're putting it that high, huh?
It's a super accessible day.
That's essentially 50-50 with you.
Yeah. It's a lovely Tuesday afternoon, August 30th. It's really convenient for everyone. So
it's an afternoon game on top of that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, Billy might want to go as well.
No, I did want to go. As soon as I saw the news, I texted Gojo, and I was like, when is this? And he gave me the date, and then I looked at him like, that's a Tuesday. Like, am I going to fly to Connecticut on Tuesday just to get a bobblehead of you?
The Argoats know how to put asses in seats on a Tuesday, man. And see, Billy had the right idea on all this because I was like, man, like, you know, should I feel some type of way that it wasn't prime time, that this wasn't a Friday one? He goes, no. He's like, you realize, he's like, they're trying to use this to make sure people are showing up on Tuesday. Now you've got people clamoring for it. So yeah. Billy fed my ego in the same time here. It's great.
Do you think they'll allow us to do some sort of show from the stadium there? Because I would like to do that.
Oh, yeah. We set up right in one of those like suites up because I got to imagine we're going to get a nice suite for all this one here. Like, you know, again, the Argoats, they've been great friends over the years. I appreciate them doing this. It's fantastic. Right. This feels like something to where, you know, a suite might be a part of such a day. And we just set up a table right up there. We'll have plenty of people there. Dad, my family will be there. It can be like Radio Row, but for a minor league baseball game.
It's minor league baseball, so you guys, like, they'll put you in left center to do a show during the game if you wanted to.
All right, Billy, I will make the commitment. If you go, I will go.
You're so full of it.
How about if I go, you go?
But that's a lie.
No, because you live close by. Billy, you fucking right. Billy's got to do some work to get there, and I'm willing to do the same work only if he does that.
No. We're coming off of a weekend where that was the arrangement to go to Gronk's house, and we didn't go.
But Gronk didn't go.
That's another thing. That's a whole other thing.
But a minor league baseball game, that'll get Stugatz going.
Stu's going to be buying black market COVID for Mikey A just to have an excuse to not go.
Just send me a picture of your positive test. Make sure the date's not in it.
I didn't know that. I could buy fake COVID.
Buy anything, Bitcoin.
I'm in, Billy. Are you in? If I don't have COVID.
Yeah, sure. August 30th? Yeah.
August 30th. This is a date. I'm serious. We're committing to this, okay?
August is a commitment.
I am committing to you right now. Okay, Mike Golick Jr., Mikey A., and Billy Gill. I am committing to be there for that day if Billy Gill goes. Okay, is that fair?
This feels like when a 5-star commits to a group of 5 school around where he grew up at the beginning of the recruiting process.
Yeah,
like I'm gonna feel good about this right now, and then when we get to signing day, Stu's gonna sign with Alabama. Like Gojo, sorry, listen. daughter's got a fall ball scrimmage, you know.
I'm running out of excuses, Mike. The kids are leaving the house soon.
What is the schedule for lacrosse? No, you're not, because you're gonna be telling.
I have a game right now. I gotta go to. What do you mean?
Okay. That was the thing about the Gronk party is that his daughter was at a lacrosse game like 30 minutes away, and he was already going to be there, and we still didn't make it.
No.
My God.
I missed that rain. It was snowing. I mean,
yeah. Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
We were tired, Billy. I mean, two episodes of fucking God Bless Football, and I don't know, just couldn't make it. But Gronk couldn't make it either, so it made me feel better about it.
Neither could Jabba.
Right, no one made it.
And Chris couldn't get out.
So who was at that party then? Was it just the contest winners?
Yes.
Just alone in Gronk's house?
With Mojo.
I think it was two or three of five Gronkowski brothers, their father, Mojo.
And Bobby Goons.
Bobby Goons, yeah. I forgot about Bobby Goons. And 15, I think it was 15 Groupon contest winners who were described as all women in their 20s to mid-20s were all the
21
winners.
To 26.
Yeah.
Was that in the contest rules?
It's incredible results to that contest.
That sounds like a clause the Gronkowskis would get put in the contest rules. By the way, Mojo's engaged. You guys going to the wedding?
I don't know. I
mean, yeah.
We're planning the bachelor party.
99.9% chance I'm there.
Yeah.
Mojo's wedding and Mike Golic Jr. Day at the Yard Goats Park, both things Stu Gatz will 100% be at.
Listen, I have a better chance of showing up to your day than I do going to Mojo's wedding.
Mojo lives in Orlando. It's like a 30-minute drive from your house.
30? It's like 10. Billy, I will go to Mojo's wedding if you go, okay?
If we're invited, I'll go to his wedding. And I don't even love weddings, but it'll be ridiculous.
Just to see Gronk, though, right? I mean,
he's not going to go.
You're right. He didn't even go to his own party.
He was at his house.
All right, are we in on Gojo Day? I am in. Mikey, I know you're in, okay? Mikey C will show up regardless, just because he had nothing better to do. So he's
in. He'll be in the light tower.
Yeah, Stanzik's debatable. Will he show up, or what do you think?
Mikey C is going to be the John Wilkes Booth of Mike Golic Jr.
Oh,
Day.
Wow. Jeez. Are any grassy knolls out of that park? Or?
A big one.
I'm laughing, but it's not funny.
It's been enough time with JFK, hasn't it?
Just smoking a cigarette going, fucking Gojo.
I mean, it's going to be a similar setup here. We'll be in a booth in a baseball stadium. Lincoln was in, you know, the top thing of an opera theater or whatever. It's all there.
Oh, wow. I'm such an idiot. I confused it with JFK.
I was trying to, like, just smooth it over. I was trying to just smooth away from it, Bill, and save you from that
one. Who is that? Who is the JFK one?
Well, they don't know who killed JFK.
Wasn't there a suspect?
I mean, they have an idea, don't they? I mean,
no, isn't there a suspect? I'm an idiot.
Someone in a grassy knoll.
For JFK?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, didn't someone get arrested for it?
Isn't it Lee Harvey Oswald?
There you go.
What is it about polysyllabic names like that? John Wilkes Booth, Lee Harvey Oswald, like
Mikey. I'm just glad we're all equally as bad at American presidential murder history.
Does anybody know Mikey C's middle name?
No, please find out. Text him right now and ask him. Please find out.
I'll text him. Right.
Mikey Marlboro Constantino.
Gojo, Mikey A has never, because none of us knew something that was so obvious, okay, the person who was arrested for killing JFK. Mikey A, did you notice this? He limped in with zero confidence. Like, he was
I was like, I'm so sure of it, but since they don't know, I don't think I'm right.
Our stupidity made you question yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
Fuck, I'm smart. COVID.
Now, listen, did anyone text Mikey C? Because I cannot text him, okay?
I texted him because I knew you guys, were giving him the silent treatment.
Okay, so we're just waiting here
for
Mikey C's
time.
Middle name. No, we won't. He'll respond right back. Because Mikey C, what he smells, besides the smell of his own smoke, what he smells is he smells opportunity, okay? So the fact that you're texting him something, for him, in his mind, Mike Golic Jr. knows this, it means he's getting closer to something, okay? Like, there might be an opportunity with Billy Gill down the road. I don't know. I mean, that's what he's thinking.
It's all he knows. It's leverage.
Yes, that's all he knows is leverage. Yes. That's his wheelhouse, leverage and tobacco.
Where do you it is at? Funny that all Mikey C knows is leverage, but he has no idea how to wield it to get him anywhere he wants.
What Mikey C loves to do is get the leverage, and then he doesn't know how to use it.
Is Mikey C what would have happened to me if I like never met my wife or something in some alternate universe?
Just to choose your own adventure?
Yes. Somewhere in my childhood, it's a decision I made that led me on this
different,
path.
How Whatever many different it was the right one, Mikey. Yeah.
How many decisions down this fork in the road do you think that you guys are separated from each other?
Oh, man. I'm hoping it was one really early on that just separated it and, like, just completely.
Oh, man.
I like to imagine.
Like, the first cigarette I was ever offered, and I was like, no, I don't smoke. If I would have taken it. Like, I could have been.
You'd be Mikey C.
You would have been dating a
No, woman. I'm just going to go over here and have this donut. That's how you wind up. That's how you wind up this way.
You chose being overweight. Yes. Which I cannot believe I'm saying. It's okay. I love him. He knows that. I can't believe I'm saying it was the right choice.
It was 100% the right choice.
In every way, shape, and form. Oh,
I miss him.
Me and Mikey A were talking about this before. There's such a, you can tell such a difference about a smoker based on how they hold the cigarette. Mm-hmm. Like Stugatz, we were saying, like, you'd have some people that go out, like, smoke it with their cool like this, with it in between their fingers facing outward. And then you've got the people that are really, like, stress chiefing these things, holding it between their thumb and index finger, not wanting it, not enjoying it, but just needing this.
Sucking on it. Right?
Yes.
That's how Mikey C is going to take a last puff before he pulls the trigger from the light tower. Mike Golic Jr. Day, are you fucking kidding me?
Bang! With, like, sunglasses on, peering through the fucking binocular of the gun with a cigarette.
He's gonna do it from the second floor of the gym.
Stu Gatz here from my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. Listen, for me, it's simple. When I'm sitting around with friends, with family, we're at concerts, we're watching the Knicks finally win for the first time in 30 years, we're laughing, we're having a great time, we do it with ice cold Miller Lights. Always have, always will. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.